Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go right to David Lightman here. David, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I mean, listen, we lose, you know, over 1,000 points in the Dow yesterday on this tariff thing. We don't know if it was legitimate calculations to do the percentages or they did it on chicken scratch on the back of a napkin. Today, China says 34% right back at you.
Right.
Stocks are down, Dow's down another 1,000 points. Jobs report is, jobs numbers were strong at 200,000 plus, but the unemployment up to 4.2, but nobody pays attention to it. Other than, you know, the Doge hasn't come through, and we don't know what's going to happen moving forward. This morning, Trump says he's not going to change anything, no matter what China or other countries do. I mean, where do we start?
Well, you already did, and the panic that's gripping the financial world in Washington.
Is it panic, though? Is it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, nobody knows quite what to make of this. It kind of reminds me of other shocks we've seen. COVID, for example, 5 years ago, when all of a sudden, you know, things seemed out of control. Or I'll go way back, you know, after 9/11, or for that matter, the Arab oil embargo. I'll go back to the 70s. Nobody quite knew what that meant to financial stability. And there was this reaction, as you're seeing now, where the Dow drops, the S&P drops. And will it right itself? We don't know. I mean, if Trump stays steadfast, as he apparently is going to do, do people suddenly wake up Monday morning and say, hey, you know, there are bargains to be had in the markets? So, also, every economist I talk to, and I've talked to a lot of them this week, will tell you the fundamentals remain strong. I mean, yeah, there are danger signs, but still, I mean, we're talking about an economy that, as you say, created 228,000 jobs, I think it was, something like that last month. And for all the Doge cuts, I mean, despite the horror of some of what they're doing, they're minimal compared to the big picture. So, and Congress is moving ahead with that tax cut. I mean, the Senate's debating it as we speak. They're going to probably pass this budget bill before the weekend's out. They'll go to the House next week. They'll pass it. I mean, the path is being smoothed for, again, a massive tax cut. So, who knows?
Do you think, I mean, to me, I view it as like, who's going to blink? China, EU, U.S., American voter, Republicans in Congress. Like, where do you think who do you think is going to blink first here?
Ah, that's a good question. I think Washington will blink first. But when? See, I think what's going to drive Washington is this. I think, and this is just speculation, obviously, I think the consumer is going to pull back because they see all these headlines, they read social media. They're going to say, I'm not going to buy the door. I'm not going to buy the refrigerator, the car, the big ticket item. They're not going to buy an extra pair of pants or a dress, that kind of thing. Once the consumer starts pulling back, that ripples through the economy. And that's when you start to see the downturn. That's when all of a sudden the numbers, unemployment numbers, spike, the GDP drops. At that point, I think Trump and the administration say, we got to do something here. You know, we're going to lose the 26 midterms, but I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow. I think that takes a few weeks, frankly.
Yeah, and I'm curious, is there any conversation about the rollout of this tariff and the calculations? I mean, I just have, in talking and reading and so on and so forth, sometimes it seems that the people around the president are trying to create an economic theory around what he wants to do. Or, you know, sometimes, you know, he wants to come across as this inconsistent, you know, like we don't know what he's going to do next. So that uncertainty gives him leverage. I mean, is there a sense that what they're doing is part of a larger process?
Yeah, I mean, Trump is known, of course, for bouncing all over the place, but not on this. I mean, he's been pretty consistent over the years. He wants tariffs. He hates the idea of you know, Americans buying product, too many products from overseas. He's big on this. This isn't one where he is going to give easily. What you get, though, is a lot of whispers, particularly at the Capitol, where I spent the week, of Republicans who say, does he know what he's doing? I mean, is there any science to this? They're not going to say that publicly because he's too popular with their constituents. But the seeds are there. What can you do about it? No one quite knows. But look, Ronald Reagan in 1981 was wedded to tax cuts, and we went into a deep recession. And lo and behold, a year later, Reagan signed a tax increase because he knew he had to get us out of this. So we'll see. Trump's still a politician.
Yeah, we're talking with David Lightman from McClatchy, D.C., overshadowing, you know, that takes up all the oxygen. But Laura Loomer goes to the White House, then people in,
National Security Council.
Yeah, and then the NSA head gets fired. What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, it's who he listens to last. He feels these people know what they're talking about, and you see what happens. I mean, that's why do we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Heading HHS? You know, he's got his advisors. He relies on these diehard conservatives, and you're seeing the result of it. And Congress, the Senate, which could stop all this with confirmations or withholding money, doesn't, because, again, he's too popular with their constituency.
Hmm. And what about this whole thing about proxy voting? You know, Mike Johnson, he's like, we're not doing it, and we're shutting everything down. Then Trump just says, why wouldn't we let a new mom vote by proxy?
Yeah, well, this has roots of 5-6 years ago when COVID became a big deal and Democrats allowed proxy voting, and the feeling was that a lot of these lawmakers would just not show up at all or just stay home or that kind of thing, and that offended a lot of other lawmakers, Democrat and Republican, who felt it's kind of like people who work in the office and people who don't, if you know what I mean. And for some reason, Mike Johnson, the Speaker, still has bitter feelings about that. And, something's got to give here because this is a true bipartisan issue about allowing new mothers to vote.
I think it makes Johnson look a little foolish.
He's so deep into process here. You know, something had happened 5 years ago that offended him in the House that, again, no, very few constituents have any idea what the heck happened or care.
So, yeah. David, these are heady times, man. It's sure you go to McClatchyDC.com and take a look at all the content they have. And we appreciate the ability to talk to you about it.
Oh, I appreciate the ability to talk to you guys and your listeners. It's great.
Yeah, we got opening day here at Fenway and at Duncan Park. So I know your Orioles struggled against the Sox.
Oh, my God, yeah. Although your Red Sox look surprisingly good, I got to tell you.
Well, we'll see.
Crochet, 8 innings. Whew.
Yeah, he looks pretty good. Have a great weekend, sir.
You too. Talk to you next Friday.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.